You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. A little follow-up on today's jobs report. It suggests that we might be closer to what economists call full employment. That's when unemployment is so low that almost everyone who wants a job can find one, but the market isn't so tight that employers have to pay super high wages to get the workers they need. It's a delicate balance is what I'm getting at here. So what is that magic number? From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Let's start with these numbers from today's jobs report. 11,000. 287,000. That's the number of jobs added in May and June, respectively. So which is right? Which is closer to being an accurate measure of the long-term capacity of the economy to create jobs?
I think 150,000 or so is probably a reasonable estimate.
That's Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network.
We only need about 80 to 100,000 jobs a month to absorb new entrants. So anything we get over that is actually going to improve matters. And yes, that will continue eating away at the slack in the labor market.
But $150,000 a month doesn't get us to everyone who wants to work and can work is working, says Josh Bivens at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute. He thinks monthly job gains need to be
somewhere between 250 to 280,000 jobs over the next 12 months.
And then, he says,
we would be looking at genuine full employment by this time next year.
Basically, Bivens says, we need to keep the job market as hot as today's report said it was in June to pull all the people who dropped out and have been sitting on the sidelines back in, perhaps 2.5 million of them.
We'll be absorbing lots of the workers who've been discouraged by weak labor markets over the past couple years, people who we think, you know, in a healthy economy would be looking for a job.
Already, though, employers are seeing the effects of really low unemployment, says economist Gad Levinon at the Conference Board. He says small businesses are kind of freaking out.
It is harder now to find qualified workers than it was around 2007. It takes much longer now to fill a position than it was before the recession.
A sign we are getting ever closer to that goal of full employment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.